there were wars and conflicts and competition ongoing between Britain and particularly France very much at the same time as Cook was beginning and continuing his voyages, and that they were succeeded by others. So competition between France and Britain existed as battles, as wars. It existed as imperial competition, so the drive to get toeholds in strategically significant locations for empire, for the development of trade. So around the Indian Ocean, around the Pacific, there is a lot of competition going on there about who can access or who has influence in different locations. That competition also drives their desire to outdo each other in terms of scientific discovery overseas, so that you do have competing scientific voyages going on. So there is an extent to which they help each other. Correspondence continues. They give safe passage to what's understood to be a scientific voyage. But nevertheless, that is being done precisely for competitive kind of reasons. When we look at the original reasons why the Endeavour voyage went out at all, the first of those was about observing the transit of Venus in 1769, which was a rare astronomical event that the French said they were going to observe and were planning voyages in order to make good observations of this for reasons of improving astronomy, but also the sense that that would lead on to improved navigational tables. And so it could be sold very much as a practical as well as a scientific kind of thing. The French told the British Royal Society that they were doing this, and they sort of hastily realised they ought to be doing it too. If the French were doing it, they'd done well, should be out there showing that they had the technical scientific ability and the resources and the support of their monarch to do that as well. So it really was a spur to them to get this going as well. And then at that point, the Navy tells Cook to not just make that observation and to be seen to be doing this as well as the French, but then to go on and take the ship further into the South Seas and search to see if they could locate what they was called at the time Terra Australis, the southern land. So the sense that there was a large continent that ought to be there, sort of balancing the northern land masses of the Earth in the northern hemisphere. The assumption was there must be more land mass in the southern hemisphere as well, something much bigger even than Australia, as it turned out, is what they were imagining. And that's what it goes on. So that was sometimes called the secret instructions. They are marked secret. It is because they are naval orders, essentially, to Cook, telling him to seek out new lands, to record everything he can about the people, about the, you know, the soil, the crops that might be potentially grown there, the people, to try and come to understandings with those people as well, and to claim the land if possible, or even to claim that, even if not possible and not approved, for king and country.